Now
the to, I'm to on her, the phone to, with the trib. To her point, you just did.
To her point, it would be creative discipline. This is just a fancy way of saying confront the problem and talk it out. Like your kid, if your kid is being a real brat, instead of punishing them, sit down and figure out together how to fix the problem and change their behavior. So if you're pissed off of that, your spouse comes home late all the time, don't hold your feelings in. You'll just end up blowing up anyway. Instead, explain why it matters to you in the first place, and together figure out a way to manage your expectations of what should be happening in your love life.
That's a key point, right?
Of
there.
Your relationship.
Manage your expectation. I use that so much over the past, since I've had Alexa, I've used that so much. Because when you expect something and you know you're never going to get, there's that like, oh, I'm going to get it. And then the huge letdown afterwards. Mm-hmm. So when you get into stuff, you really do. Rebecca and I, we both have to manage our expectations. For
like what? Give me an example.
Like time off. Like let's say that I'm with Alexa all weekend long, right?
Yeah.
And I know that it's going to be a long week. I have to manage my expectation about how much time I'm going to have off. Because if I look forward to having 7 hours off and I get 10 minutes, it's going to piss me off,
right?
And I'm going to be angry. Whereas if I know, I'm going to get home, I know I'm only going to have 15 minutes to chill. If I know that outright, then I'm not going to get pissed off later on.
So you know ahead of time.
Yes.
Yes.
It's all about managing expectation. I've used that more like in the past 2 years.
That's a good,
ever
that's great.
In my life.
That's
so,
great.
But it's a good way of keeping yourself from blowing up and getting pissed off and
right.
saying things you regret.
Well, my problem is I always forget. I do not have a memory of an elephant.
I think you might have selective hearing, though.
Yes,
Don't go there.
Okay. That's right, girl.
I'm not a rocket scientist.
Are you just trying to say I just
in here?
You just
may have selective hearing.
Are you trying to say I keep doing the talk show all damn day long?
Yeah.
It just never stops.
I didn't mean that in such a super negative way. I'm just saying I think sometimes perhaps you might have
positive reinforcement.
Yes,
very nice.
Oh, look at that.
Now get on your knees.
That doesn't work with drugs.
Sure, I'll just close my eyes.
Let me take out my Invisalign.
A warm mouth is a warm mouth, for Christ's sake.
Come on. If I had a dollar.
Remember, it's Lent, so behave yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're the one who's making me bad.
No. You still a glory hole in that wall.
Stop. Angie Taylor.
A hole.
You're a mother.
I know.
You don't talk like that.
Why do you think I got to be a mother?
I know.
Not through the glory hole, I hope.
No.
Sure.
I don't know what that is.
Heard
of them.
No, you just heard of them.
I read
okay.
about them.
Yeah, you read about them somewhere.
Fascinated.
Yeah, hi, Dave. You're on the Drex Morning Show.
I am fascinated.
Responding to this stuff.
And now, okay, thank you, Dave. I can tell you one thing. Ladies, if you wanted to, here's a little Drex experiment that you can do right now. You can either call or text your man and just tell him how much you love him.
Dude,
Just do it right now.
Even if you're in an argument right now,
yes.
Even if you're pissed at him, even
right.
if your relationship
so
is great, just do it.
Send
him flowers.
I'm gonna do it. Everybody do it.
That is a random act of kindness.
Yes.
Now, here's the other side of it is that, you know, Angie and I have always talked about this. When you're, you know, when we're thinking about us, it's great for you to drop a line
mm-hmm.
or a text because everybody loves to hear when somebody's being thought of.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're thinking about, you know, so-and-so today, and you send him a text like, hey, good morning, you know, that means obviously you were thinking about him. Then that would be an answer back of, you know what? I really enjoy when you text me randomly to tell me that you're thinking about me. I like that. That makes my day go better. It's really nice to hear that because nobody hears that all the time.
Drex is texting.
Yeah, he is.
I am. I'm gonna send it to Sharon. See, we'll see.
Because I'm the one.
Oh, see.
No, you can't do that.
Don't steal his thunder.
Please,
Mal. I want you to text me.
I already said one nice thing to him.
Let's hope
Does
she's
that
not
cancel
listening.
Cancel it out.
I hope she's not listening. And okay, I'm sending. Good morning. I love you. Okay. Now let's see how long it takes to get a text back.
I know what she's gonna
get a hit back.
She's gonna send a question mark.
Oh my God, let's all take bets on what she's going to say.
She's going to say, I just read that article in the Sun Times about you, and I don't know what the hell is going on.
I think she'll write back, I love you too.
Okay, so let's just see. Because she would never expect that. All right, so now number one was positive reinforcement. Now, number two in training your man is keep it short. Now, you know.
Amen to that.
Yes, you have to know when to pick up your, you know, to pick your battles with your kids when they're acting up. And the same goes for men in relationships, okay? If you make every undone chore a major domestic meltdown, you'll lose perspective of your marriage or your relationship. So a quick reminder here, and there about stuff that you want to be done is an easy way to make your point without making a big deal about it. This is, you know what this is? This is about not nagging.
Yes.
This is about not nagging.
You can get your point across without nagging.
Yes. Instead of having the domestic meltdowns about stupid little things.
Tell us what you want, and then we get it done.
Right. Okay. Number three, the timeout. Obviously, this is a tried and true method of disciplining your kids, okay? But you can't exactly tell an adult to go to the corner. You can't tell your husband or your boyfriend to go to the corner.
Go on, time
out.
But
you can go to your own corner.
Right.
If tempers flare and the argument is going nowhere, take yourself out of the fight. It forces the other person to deal with the situation on their own, and it gives you time to recharge your batteries. I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of couples think that, you know, when we have a kaboom, we're going to have it, and it's going to kaboom and kaboom and kaboom and escalate until it's over. Well, you know, if you want to follow this technique, you take the time out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
walk away from it.
A timeout and a break.
And let yourself calm down.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, it's like writing a nasty email. Wait 24 hours before you send it.
Yeah, because sometimes when you get a little space and a little perspective, you might think, wow, this was kind of silly. Why was I mad in the first place?